Well, I'm pleased with the win. I'm pleased with the fans seeing a home win eventually. I'm just disappointed again. We've had great opportunities to get that second goal and give us ourselves that breathing space, but we're Sheffield Wednesday and we keep letting teams try and get back in. And I think the boy Judge has got a great chance at the end. Maybe on Saturday we'd have got punished for it, but we've got to realise that we're talking about great opportunities, good opportunities to give us ourselves that breathing space in a very tight game, really. Credit to Brentford, they decided to chase the game in the end, and we've hit them on the breaks several times, but we've just not punished them.
Do you think you'll wake up tomorrow, though, and think, actually, we played very well against a team that has been contending for the playoffs all year?
Well, we did it in spells because I just felt when we pressed, we caused them problems and we won the ball back early. But to actually press to do that for 90 minutes is very, very difficult. And it only takes one player, one lapse of concentration to turn his back on the ball, and suddenly you let them get out and playing, and suddenly they're passing the ball about, which Brentford do, and they're taking energy out of your legs. And I just said to the players at half time, two or three times, it's just lapse of concentration. And I thought second half we were a lot better. We forced them to play the ball into areas. We won it back and we broke and we. Hey, that's how we got our goal. Kieran Lee again, timing in the box, and a good finish.
How significant is it that tonight you've equaled a club record for clean sheets in a season?
Well, credit to the players. Like I said, we I felt the front three at the start of the game today defended very well from the front, and then when we regained possession, we could have just done a little bit better with the ball, and that's where the defending starts from. And then when they got through there, the midfield three did excellent as well. And then when they got through them, the back four defended very, very well. And then obviously we know we've got Westie in goal who pulls off some good saves or anything like that. But I didn't think he had that much to do today. I think he had one save if I remember rightly. But credit to the players, every one of them for this so-called record that you said. But I was just more interested in getting that home win today.
I know you were, but I do want to talk about this because it's a record that goes back to the Jack Charlton days here, so it's lasted an awful long time and it's equal. You've got a chance to beat it now with a few games to go. What does it say about the organisation of this team this year, the way that the team has played in general defensively? It's not insignificant to break a record like this that's lasted many years.
No, it's at eighth. It's hours on the training ground. It's working with the players, and credit to the players because our back four's been a little bit disjointed recently with the amount of injuries we've had. We've had Leuvens, De Jelinek, Matop missing, Buxton was out a long time, so it's not been a settled back five. But the most important thing, like I say, is defending from the front. Now I know, and you know, and I'm sat here thinking, well. I think we've had 11 draws here, and it's all about getting that second goal and taking the pressure off the keeper in the back four. And we haven't done that enough here, and we haven't. But hey, if you'd said to me at the start of the season, whatever, we will be equaling the record of Jack Charlton, I would have snapped your hand off.
And it suggests that there's a really strong base to build from this summer, that you've got that defensive side nailed. And we all know what the next step is.
It is. It is. It's getting it right in both boxes. And at most important times, I think, what you said, the record is how many clean sheets. We've done it that many times in our own box, but we just haven't done it in the opposition's. And we've had a grand, again, I look on Saturday's game. I should be maybe talking to you here, and we should have maybe equaled it on last Saturday because we couldn't get that second goal to kill teams off.
Kieran Lee with a goal that I think is the type of goal he scores, isn't it?
His timing again. We said at half time that lapse of concentration. Suddenly, Brentford wanted to gamble, try and drop the ball in midfield. We were on the front foot. We won the ball. We broke cross in, and his timing in the box was fantastic. I think he had a run like that in the first half as well, and that's five goals, and I think that's four better than what he had last season. But hopefully he's not going to stop there as well.
And a word on Milo as well. I thought that he grew into the game there. What was your view of his performance?
Yeah, again, I just felt, because I've seen Brentford a lot, and they do plan to do tend to play a 4-3-3, and I just wanted us to match up in there with them. And the most important thing is then come out on top of your battles when you've only won battles. I felt Brentford at times probably dominated it, little spells in there, little balls around the corner they were playing, and we didn't get near him enough. But second half, I felt he grew into the game. He broke things up. His use of the ball was simple, and he gave it. And he showed good energy levels as well.